We're talking about actually the water in the bathhouse. Merchatz means the bathhouse, but we mean over here the water in the bathhouse. Shahuska, that was heated up, b'teven aybakash, with straw or stubble, parts that like fall off from the tefillah, but you could use it for fire fuel. And this teven or kash, shel shvius, grew in a shmita year, it had kedusha shvius. The reason it has kedusha shvius is because animals eat it. Zakta Mishnah, mutar lirchitzba. It's mutter to use this bathhouse. Aye, the straw was not supposed to be used for fuel for the fire. Why not, Taka? And the answer is because generally it's not used for this. It's used for Michael Behema. And something that's normally used for one thing can't be used for something else when it comes to Shemitah. But still, even though what was done here is wrong, you can still use the merchatz. It's considered indirect. You're using the water that was heated by the Shemitah, you're not directly using the Shemitah. So again, mutter lirchitzba, although you weren't supposed to do this. However, v'im mischashev hu, if he's a chash of a person, and people learn from him, reza lirchitz. He should be machman himself, and he should not wash in this bathhouse. The Talmud Chacham has to be extra careful. So most mefarshim understand. The problem is, people aren't going to realize that it was only b'diavad. Once it was done, okay, so wash yourself in it. They're going to think that it's mutar l'chatchila to take the tevin and the kash of shviyas and heat up the bathhouse with it. The Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and also in Hilchos Shemitah, says a different reason altogether. When Adam Choshev comes to the bathhouse, the man who's in charge of the bathhouse say, oh, you know what, let me burn some spices over here in such a way it should make a pleasant fragrance for him. And they may use Shemitah in the wrong way. Now, there would be a big nafkam in al-halacha between the two reasons. Listen to this. What does it mean, Adam Chashev? According to the first pshat, we're scared people are going to learn from this the wrong halacha. They're going to think you can lechatchila use the straw of shviyas to heat up the bathtub. So Adam Chashev means a Talmud Chacham. But according to the second pshat, where we're scared, they're going to want to flatter him and make the nice aroma. So Adam Chashev doesn't necessarily mean a Talmud Chacham. Just the opposite. Adam Chashev means, I don't know, the mayor of the town, of a covetic person, a rich man, and they may be over an Isser to make him feel good, because everybody wants to make the rich man feel good, the Chashev person feel good. So according to the second shot, that the concern is they're going to light something for the Reach Taiv, Adam Chashev doesn't necessarily mean the Talmud Chacham. So let me ask you a kasha. According to the Rambam, that the problem is they may light psalm over here, and the psalm is Shemitah and can't be used for this purpose. So it's not just a merchatz that was heated up with tevin or kash of shviyas. Then you should say we have this problem with any merchatz that an Adam Chashev comes to. Let's say they didn't use Shemitah to heat up the merchatz. Adam Chashev comes, what if they're going to take some spices of Shemitah and try to make a reich type with it, which you can't do? So some say, look, once something was done wrong once over here, that they used the tevin and kash of Shemitah to heat up the merchatz, where Chashev, whoever's in charge of this merchatz, either doesn't know or doesn't care, and he's going to make a second mistake. But l'chadchila, we're not chashish for it. Another interesting shayla that's brought down over here. When we say you can bathe in this merchatz that was heated up with the straw of shviyas, is that with a charge or without a charge? Some say, no, only if he's not paying for it. If you're paying for it, that's a different shayla. You're doing business with Shemitah. That you can't do.